John chapter 9, 18 to 23. The Jews then did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight, and asked them, saying, "Is this your son, of whom you say that he was born blind? How then does he now see?" Then his parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed him to be the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Because of this, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him."
Simply reading or studying the Bible is inadequate. Without the mingling of the divine life with your humanity, you can never see the light of the Word. You may read it, but you cannot see it. Perhaps you have read a certain sentence in the Bible many times, but you just could not see the light in it. One day you begin to see. Immediately your eyes are covered, and temporarily you are even more blinded. However, if you obey the living word and say, "Amen, Lord Jesus," you immediately have the sensation that something has fallen off your eyes and you have light. Your old humanity has fallen away and you can see into the heavens. This is the way to receive light. There are three steps which we must follow in order to receive sight for our eyes. First of all, the clay must both receive and be mingled with the spittle. In other words, you, the old man, the clay, must receive the Lord's word as a spittle and be mingled with the Lord in his word. Then the second step will follow. That is, after you have received the Lord in his word, you will have the anointing. Finally, the third step follows the anointing, the demand to put the old self to death. The old clay must be put into the water of death. By these three steps, your eyes will be opened. You will then have the sight and will always be in the light. Brothers and sisters, even today, if you are going to have the sight and be in the light, you must first receive the Lord in his word. Even though you have been regenerated, you must receive the Lord in his word and be mingled with him more and more. You are still clay and you need the spittle out of the Lord's mouth, which signifies the very essence of the Lord himself. Each time you receive the Lord in his word, the anointing will follow. Then the anointing will command you, as a man of clay, to be put into the water of death and stand in the position of a sent one. A sent one never does his own will. He does the will of another. As a sent one, you must work and act as a sent one. A sent one does nothing according to his own will, but everything according to the one who sends him.